I love the following statement. Those who are excellent at their work have learned to comfortably coexist with failure. When we run across obstacles or challenges, there are opportunities for us to grow. So much of what I see is that individuals, when they come into therapy, they're looking to resolve things, to fix things. And it's kind of a setup for failure in and of itself. Things get better, our capacity to manage challenges do increase, but the idea that the challenges will completely go away are a setup. And because life is dynamic, it's always moving forward. There's always going to be more challenges to have. And absolutely, dealing with unresolved trauma, unresolved issues in the past is, from my perspective, critical in order to move forward. Otherwise, they're just open loops that will just continue to be there, and things trigger. You know, whatever is happening in the present moment will be triggered, will be the triggering event to unresolved issues in our memory networks, because everything is connected to everything else through association. That's how our brain learns. That's how the wiring process learns and how it exists and happens within our brains. I was very impressed with a young man I've been working with who we've been doing EMDR work now for a good while, complex trauma, that he's unraveling some things, making tremendous progress. Part of the thing, one of the things that he struggles with are nightmares, chronic nightmares, but they're very similar in their nature. Always running from something. Always unable to find someone to help him. The themes are the same. And we keep processing some of those things, still trying to get to the root. We're finding a lot of branches, but still working on. We're identifying some things to get to the root to hopefully be able to put some of these chronic nightmares to rest. But absolutely, he's changing. He feels stronger. And he said something to me that was so impressive. And part of his journey is a spiritual journey. And I recently met with him, and he says, "Man, I had the most frustrating day." He says, "Because this is what happened." He says, "You know, first of all, those nightmares did subside significantly through our work, and then some other things have happened, which are triggering more nightmares." And so, but in part of his journey is a spiritual journey. And so he prays a lot. And he said that night he was tired of the last couple of nights. And he said to God, he says, "Please, can you just take the nightmares away for one night so that I can find a peaceful rest and wake up in the morning and go to school and meet the demands that are in front of me?" And absolutely the opposite happened. The nightmares increased. And so usually what people would do is they'd get frustrated with that process, blame God, say that he's not there, he's not listening to me, he's not answering. But he said to me, he says, "You know what? As we've been working through some of this stuff and the reality that the obstacle is the way and there's always going to be challenges, I might have to be dealing with this for the rest of my life. Nightmares." He says, "I believe they can subside because I've already seen that, but perhaps they'll never go away." And he was drawing on the scripture in the Bible from the New Testament of Paul. The Apostle Paul had a particular thorn in the flesh, whatever that thorn might be, we don't know. But he had a thorn in the flesh. And he said that on at least three different occasions, he prayed to have that thorn removed. And the answer was, "No, I'm not removing that thorn." I believe the scripture says something like, if that was, you would become exalted beyond measure. So apparently Paul, being a great, you know, missionary, apparently from what we understand in the New Testament, So he was very articulate, very persuasive, but he had some issue that he was dealing with. We're not aware of what it is, but a thorn in the flesh, and God did not remove it. It doesn't mean he's not there. We just have to trust, perhaps, that there's a purpose for what it is we're struggling with. But anyway, I was very impressed with this young man. There seemed to be a stoic quality, and he didn't seem to, he was frustrated and angry originally because his prayer wasn't answered the way he wanted it to be. But he was kind of just stoic and going, perhaps this is just something that I'm going to have to deal with. But seriously, in the process of the work that he has been doing, I'm watching him transform and become a man. That he's facing his challenges. He's not whining and complaining about them. He's not in victim mentality anymore. Anyway, quite impressive. So again, back to the reality. And there's a quote that I love. And it kind of is a little different. You know, the quote from Heraclitus that says, no man ever steps into the same river twice because it's not the same river and he's not the same man. There's another version of it that goes like this. You cannot step twice into the same river, for different and ever different waters flow down. I just love that visual because it is more, seems to be more accurately describe the reality of our life, that we're always going to be challenged with something. And that gives us an opportunity to grow, to develop, and to see what we're going to do with the next challenge. Truly, some of the most significant challenges that we face in life, I don't think are ever going to be solved. There are chronic mental health issues. And so our quest is to alleviate much suffering. And we can do that. And much of that is just being there and providing support. And I think we over-frustrate ourselves when we're dealing with a loved one who has a chronic mental health issue or an addiction, as we're expecting the miracle cure. And perhaps the lesson is, and the meaning behind it all is, patience. The most frustrating quality, right? I want patience and I want it now. Or Lord, I'm blessed me with patience and I want it now, right? It's not how it works. Being able to sit with something for long periods of time, to wrestle, to struggle, and to still show up and to still put a smile on your face, those are the most influential people in the world. And we bear the suffering of our journeys with grace and dignity as we continue to keep moving forward one day at a time. So just want to leave that thought with you today. Carry on. You do have the capacity to get through whatever it is you're dealing with. Strive to make the situation a little better, to alleviate some suffering in someone's life just a little bit. But don't set yourself up for frustrated expectations if you're expecting some miracle cure. It doesn't exist, except in very, very rare situations. And even in those situations where we see a miracle cure, like let's go back to the New Testament. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. So what was Lazarus's life after that? Did he ever have problems after that? I think he eventually died. Or the blind man who received his sight, did all his problems go away? I don't think so. I think then that was a nice little miracle that helped them in their journey. But it's not like everything was just completely fine after that. Life continues to roll forward. Relationships are challenging. Relationships can be messy. Be mindful. Be mindful of the impact that you have on other people. And I guess here's a key question. Are people uplifted after being in your presence, or do you drag someone down? And you ask the same thing of other individuals that come into your life. Every time you interact with them, with certain individuals, do they uplift you or bring you down. Pay attention to that and make your decisions accordingly as you continue who to allow into your circle, or at least what quality of attention you choose to give to certain individuals so that you can protect yourself, set boundaries, so that you can continue to strive to be as healthy as you can in your process in life and whatever it is you're dealing with. Okay, you all have an amazing week.